Listen closely enough, and you can almost make out the footsteps of the hundreds of thousands who perished here. Eva Kaur survived until Russian troops liberated the Auschwitz and Birkenau camps on January 27, 1945. But each time she returns to this place, a strip of land straddled by two sets of railroad tracks known as the Selection Platform, she remembers those who were not so fortunate.
I always remember seeing my parents for the very last time, and my sisters, and everything changed. In 30 minutes, we no longer had a family, and we never knew what would happen to us and why they kept us alive at that time. And so I always say that this was the beginning of the end. Once we arrived here, there was no escape.
So Kaur brings groups to Auschwitz every few years to teach and to remember. She takes them into a crematorium where corpses were burned after emerging from gas chambers. And in a place where such unholy fires used to burn, members of the group take turns igniting small fires of their own.
I light this candle first for Anne Frank, who inspired me to believe that people were really good at heart in spite of everything.
I'm lighting this candle to commemorate this holy ground.
In memory of those who gave their lives, in forgiveness of those who took their lives.
For all those who died in this atrocity, especially those who perished within these walls and whose ashes stain this ceiling.
Yisgadal v'yisgadash mei rabah. May his great name grow exalted and sanctified.
Indianapolis resident Marv Hershenson leads the group in a recitation of the Kaddish, a Jewish prayer for the dead. And on Wednesday, dignitaries from around the world gathered to mark the day the camps were liberated. But Polish President Lech Kaczynski had his own spin on what it means to remember the tragedy of the land on which he was standing.
But as one of the former prisoners of this camp
Autor
said,
kilku książek, jeżeli się to zdarzyło,
if it happened,
to znaczy, że i może się zdarzyć.
It means it can happen again.
Rodzina Cholomków. Johan i Stefani.
The ceremony closed with a reading of the list of names of those who died here, arranged by family.
Rodzina Lazarów z Francji. Berta, Ruth, Günther, Francine, Louis Lazar.
But throughout it all, Eva Kaur's message to her charges is one of forgiveness, a message crystallized for her following a meeting with a German physician who chose not to attempt to deny the suffering and death and medical experiments carried out by himself and those like him, but rather to admit to them and seek penance.
I struggled with the idea of I want to thank this Nazi doctor, and after 10 months, simple idea of how about a letter of forgiveness. And once I realized that this would be a meaningful gift for him, I also realized that it was a life-changing event for me.
Kaur often leads groups not only in renditions of the song The Impossible Dream, which she says is her favorite, but on a march between two rows of barbed wire at Auschwitz, the same track she traveled as a girl in January of 1945, as shown in two photos now hanging at the camp's museum. And as a solitary trumpeter plays on the Birkenau Monument, which now honors the Holocaust dead, it's clear remembering is not the same as not forgetting. The latter is a passive task undertaken by those without first-hand knowledge. The former is more difficult, a job requiring effort and dedication. Eva Kaur hasn't forgotten being experimented on by Dr. Joseph Mengele, but what she wants those who know her to remember is something entirely different.
I want you to remember that in spite of what you see here, the human spirit could not be defeated. What kept us alive, that unbelievable human spirit, that kept saying, don't give up, fight one more day, survive one more day, and go on.
For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Krakow, Poland.